Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
All right, as promised, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This means all you have to do is listen and then vote. Now, when you vote, your reasons are your own. You can like what you hear, dislike what you hear, agree, disagree, find it remarkable for any number of reasons. All we need you to do is listen and then pick one of these four Issues Etc. soundbites as Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, and if you call, you get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. You can also vote by sending us an email right here in the studio live to talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The best vote this week gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. And let's see, what else is there? Well, all we got to do now is listen to the Issues Etc. soundbites and then wait for your votes. Up first for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week is Pastor Jeremy Rohde. He was on recently talking with us about the theology of the cross, and he began by describing the theology of glory of Pop American Christianity.
Pop American Christianity, in an ill-fated attempt to get the gospel out, has really asked the world what it wants. And the world has answered, and Pop American Christianity has shifted its whole MO to fit that. It's asked mankind what mankind wants. That's the essence of theology of glory, where man is in the driver's seat theologically, determining what is good for it and what it needs. When the church of Pop American Christianity answers that call, they're feeding an addiction and only making the problem worse.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week this week? Call and vote 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Soundbite number two is simply a montage of a woman who is teaching classes in pole dancing for Jesus.
Pole fitness for Jesus. This is my second class. So hook low, and then you just bring it through. God gives us these bodies, and they're supposed to be our temples, and we're supposed to take care of them, and that's what we're doing.
I do feel a spiritual connection whenever you have the music on, and it's singing about lifting you up and being closer to God. You do feel that.
Some guy came up with his Bible, and we were in class, and he thumped on the door and was, like, waving his Bible. That people who want to, you know, sit there and judge it, well, that's sacrilegious, or, you know, that doesn't really make you a good Christian when you judge other people. They're, you know, going to church, and then they're worshiping God. It was just a way for them to continue that. We're taking care of ourselves. It doesn't mean we're bad people. You know, we're good people.
All right, that's soundbite number two, a montage of pole dancing for Jesus. 1-877-623-MYIE, facebook.com/issuesetc, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three this week from Pastor Jared Melius. We're talking about the comfort of God's chastisement. He had a great illustration.
There's this old kind of cheesy sermon illustration that I heard recently of a woman who was on a ship. It was in the middle of a terrible storm, and she was scared to death. And her husband was the captain of the ship. And so she went to her husband and she said, "Now, why, my dear, am I so terrified because of this terrible storm? And you are not worried at all. You're so calm. The whole time you're calm." And he didn't answer the question, but he pulled out his dagger sword and he laid it right against her chest as if he was going to threaten to kill her. And she looked at him for a while and she kind of giggled and laughed at him. And he said, "Now, don't you understand that this sword is sharp and that it could kill you in a minute?" And she said back to him, "Well, yes, of course I know it's sharp, but I'm not afraid of a sword when it's in the hand of my husband." And then he said to her, of course, "Well, then neither am I afraid of all of these storms when they are governed by and under the control of my Heavenly Father." And it's the same thing with our suffering in this life, even the threatenings of death all around us. God may put these things to us, and they are dangerous. They are deadly. But it is not as though they're controlled by anybody different than our Heavenly Father. He knows what He's doing. He means for our good both now and in eternity. And so He may hurt us, He may slay us, but whom He loves, He chastises.
That's soundbite number three. Should it be soundbite of the week? Facebook.com/issuesETC, 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback at issuesetc.org. Now get ready to vote, because here comes soundbite number four. It comes from Pastor Jonathan Fisk, talking about the real problem with millennialism.
Many of their teachers won't ever come out and say this outright, and most people who subscribe to this theology have never been taught this part of the system. But if you look at the whole system as it works together, and all the different pieces, and you get down to the very, very core of what happens on the cross of Jesus Christ is a mistake. He wasn't supposed to die. He was supposed to reign as the King of the Jews right then and there and initiate the millennium. But oops, they rejected their king and killed him. So God had to institute the interim, the break, plan B, the church. And so He raised Jesus from the dead and gave the Gentiles a shot for a while. So the rapture is coming along to get the Gentiles out of the picture so we can go back to plan A and finish up. Well, any system which says that the cross of Jesus Christ is a mistake. Well, God didn't plan this sucker from Genesis chapter 3 when He said you're going to crush the serpent's head. That's a system that does not have the Holy Spirit at the backing. Now, that's not to say you can't be a Christian in this system or learn of Christ in this system. But the one who's maneuvering this theology is not the Holy Spirit. He's moving Christ out of the center, and even to the point where, if you look very carefully, you must eventually say, yeah, Christ really shouldn't have died. That was too bad.
All right, it's time now for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, the 25th of March. You've heard the four soundbites, and now it's time for you to vote and pick Soundbite of the Week. Phone callers get top priority, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, our Facebook fan page where you can vote as well, facebook.com/issuesETC. Our in-studio email address, we get them in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Here are your choices. Soundbite number one, Pastor Jeremy Rohde, A Pop American Theology of Glory. Soundbite number two, A Montage of Pole Dancing for Jesus. Soundbite number three, Pastor Jared Melius, The Comfort of God's Chastisement. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, The Real Problem with Millennialism. Now, the best vote gets the LPR bundle package on this Friday afternoon, and I have Issues T-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Time for your votes, 1-877-623-6943. This break is a great time to call, 877-623-MYIE, or send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org. Remember our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Soundbite of the Week after this.
Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love.
How would you like to receive a CD of one of my Easter and Ascension sermons? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, and for any size gift during the Lenten season, we'll send you a CD with two sermons. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift, before Easter Sunday, we'll send you a CD of one of my Easter and Ascension sermons.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. on-demand audio available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org and click Listen on Demand.
It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It is time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're coming to you live this Friday. It's March the 25th. Your votes for Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Phone callers get top priority. Talk back at issuesetc.org. A tweet is easy at issuesetc or our Facebook fan page. Just leave your vote there. We've left room for you. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first comes Dean from his car. Dean, thanks for waiting.
Hi, I just want to vote for soundbite number 3.
That would be Pastor Melius. Why is that, Dean?
I really like the illustration. I thought it was a great illustration.
Dean, thanks for listening in your car. Stay on the road, please. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Here's Mike. He's listening in Kansas City. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, good afternoon, Pastor. I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues Etc. It's a great resource. And as much as I hate to say the words, I guess I'll have to vote for the pole dancing. I mean, this is just another case of the American church imitating the pagan culture. And, you know, Paul really addresses this in 1 Corinthians 5, because not only is it dealing with something that's an allusion to sexual immorality, but it's also sexual immorality of the kind that even most pagans wouldn't participate in. I mean, most pagans wouldn't go for pole dancing. But even the Corinthians, did the Corinthians have the nerve to say to Paul, Paul, relax. Why are you being so judgmental with these letters you've written to us? After all, we're doing it for Jesus. No, they wouldn't do that. And let me just add one more thing. These women that are doing this, they should be called to repentance by their pastors. And if they refuse to repent, this should be an excommunicatable offense based on 1 Corinthians 5.
Mike, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Kansas City. Albert in Mission Viejo, California says, it's a close call between Pastor Fisk and Pastor Rohde. I couldn't finish the clip on pole dancing. Okay, Pastor Fisk's comment, he says, are so true because dispensationalism definitely relegates Christ's work on the cross to the background instead of being the center of God's redemptive activity. But my vote goes to Pastor Rohde for defining the theology of the glory in contemporary terms. Man is in the driver's seat theologically. That's a great description of what passes for Christianity in America. Albert, thanks for listening in California. Ellen is listening in Chesterfield, Missouri. Thanks for waiting, Ellen.
Good afternoon, Pastor Wilkin. You know, it's kind of a toss-up between a 1 and 3. Was that the pole dancing one? Yes.
Pole dancing was number 2.
Oh, 1 and 2, there's a similarity, this theology of glory, this whole idea that it's supposed to be so much fun and games to be a Christian and go to church to be entertained. And I think of all the people over the last 2,000 years, the saints who have paid dearly with their lives, people on the mission field. Bonhoeffer wrote about cheap grace. And then these people come along, and another form of cheap grace, tacky grace, and it's really very we will not let them turn Christianity into a joke, but they attempt to. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy to do it. Bye to you, Ellen, and thanks for listening in Chesterfield. Steve in Kansas says, I simply have to vote for Pastor Fisk and the real problem with millennialism. He's spot on. I was taught that system. And as he says, I wasn't taught the part about the cross being a mistake. Since I have become a Lutheran and been taught accurate theology, so much of the Bible has come into focus, most of which, as you folks seem to use in your motto, Christ-centered, cross-focused. It can't get any better than that. Jesus Christ for me, says Steve in Kansas. Steve, thank you very much. Steve, a different Steve, this one in Minnesota, says there are several different versions of dispensationalism. Dispensationalism isn't the only theology that does not spiritualize the millennium, none of which, so far as I know, teach that the cross was a mistake. The pole dancing gal is attractive except for all the dirt on her torso. What's with that? I think it was a tattoo, in fact. Steve, thank you very much. I don't know who he's voting for. Let's just give it to the pole dancer, I guess. But Steve, I will say classical dispensationalism, just to toss in 2 cents, Dwight D. Pentecost says that the error of amillennialism is that it makes the redemptive work of Christ at the cross the center when it isn't. He says the redemptive work of Christ at the cross isn't the center. That's the classical teaching there. And thank you very much for your vote. Let's see, who is up next? This would be Mark calling from his cell. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Pastor Todd. I like 3, and 4. I like 4. It seems the more people talk about the millennium, the less they talk about Christ. I love number 3. I don't think I'll ever, anything that happens to me now, I'm always going to try and think this is meant for my good. But number 1, I think really has an answer for the pole dancers. We give the world what it wants, and we lose the gospel.
Mark, thank you very much.
I vote for number 1.
All right, thank you very much. That's Pastor Jeremy Rodion, Pop Americans Christianity's Theology of Glory. Peggy in Canada says, close between Pastor Melius and Pastor Fisk, but going with Pastor Fisk because he points out the key point that the millennialists miss. Jesus was born to die for us. It was not a mistake. Thanks for listening in Canada, Peggy. Josh says, my vote is for pole dancing for Jesus. I want her to win so she gets notification of winning the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Hopefully, he says, she would tune in and learn what it means to be a Christian. While judging others may not make someone a good Christian, neither does pole dancing for Jesus, says Josh. Smartest listeners in radio. Eric in Beaver Falls, Minnesota, not Minnesota, Pennsylvania. You know, Beaver Falls sounds like it should be in Minnesota, not Pennsylvania, but there you go. He says, wow, you all have certainly made for a tough decision, but Friday choice of chicken or steak will be a breeze. I think that the 3 J's would win hands down if they were on different weeks, but he says, I'm going to have to give my vote to Jared Melius only because he created an emotional response when I thought of how the Lord spared us immediate physical and spiritual death, something that we deserve for sure. Praise the Lord for the gospel in Genesis, says Eric in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. Thanks for your vote, Eric. Mike in New Mexico says, I vote for Pastor Fisk because I'd never, ever heard that millennialists think the cross was a mistake. I heard something new every day when I listened to Issues, etc. It's true. They believe that it was not the original plan. It was Plan B. Daniel in South Carolina says, the phrase pole dancing for Jesus makes me laugh out loud every time I think of it, but I really want to give my vote to something good, and soundbite number 3 definitely is. So my vote is for 3, Pastor Melius. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening. In South Carolina, Brian in Colorado says, Melius, it's full comfort, and I'm looking for an opportunity to preach it. That means soundbite number three is the winner. That was 3 fingers Jeff was holding up. That would be Pastor Jared Melius on the comfort of God's discipline.
There's this old kind of cheesy sermon illustration that I heard recently of a woman who was on a ship. It was in the middle of a terrible storm, and she was scared to death. And her husband was the captain of the ship. And so she went to her husband, and she said, now, why, my dear, am I so terrified because of this terrible storm? And you are not worried at all. You're so calm the whole time you're calm. And he didn't answer the question. But he pulled out his dagger, sword, and he laid it right against her chest as if he was going to threaten to kill her. And she looked at him for a while, and she kind of giggled and laughed at him. And he said, "Now, don't you understand that this sword is sharp and that it could kill you in a minute?" And she said back to him, "Well, yes, of course I know it's sharp, but I'm not afraid of a sword when it's in the hand of my husband." And then he said to her, of course, "Well, then neither am I afraid of all of these storms when they are governed by and under the control of my Heavenly Father." And it's the same thing with our suffering in this life, even the threatenings of death all around us. God may put these things to us, and they are dangerous. They are deadly. But it is not as though they're controlled by anybody different than our Heavenly Father. He knows what He's doing. He means for our good, both now and in eternity. And so He may hurt us, He may slay us, but whom He loves, He chastises.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, March the 25th. Pastor Jared Melius, The Comfort of God's Discipline. Let's see, the winner of the LPR bundle package on this Friday is going to be Ellen in Chesterfield. Ellen, if you would email us your mailing address and shirt size, we will send out to you the LPR bundle package. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider making a tax-deductible donation this weekend. For any contribution before Easter Sunday, we'll send you a CD of one of my Easter and Ascension sermons. You can donate by check, make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio, and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is the Faith Alive Student Study Bible. Find out more about this great and really serious study Bible aimed at students at our website, issuesetc.org, or call and order one from Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. The Faith Alive Student Study Bible, 1-800-325-3040. If you have an Issues Etc. story to tell, we want to hear it. Call our comment line anytime before Thursday, April the 7th, with your Issues Etc. story, 618-223-8384. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.